Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. On today's call, we're going to talk about 10 scriptural reasons you got miracle working power available to you. As we go through these 10 scriptures, we're going to specifically list 34 power points or keys. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So first, Mark 16, 17, and 18. Mark chapter 16, verses 17 and 18. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Question. Do we believe? Do we really believe every word in the Bible is true? Do we really believe that we can do anything that the Word of God says we can do? Signs follow those who believe. They can do what the Bible says they can do. Three key phrases from Mark 16, verses 17 and 18. One, and these signs shall follow them that believe. Two, in the name of Jesus, they shall cast out demons. Three, they shall speak with new tongues. Four, they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
Second, Matthew 17, 20 through 21. Matthew 17, verses 20 through 21 in the Classic Amplified says, He said to them, Because of the littleness of your faith, that is your lack of firmly relying trust, for truly I say to you, if you have the faith that is living like a grain of mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to yonder place, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible to you. But this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. Here are the principles that we can get out of this scripture. Number five, if you have faith that is living. Number six, nothing will be impossible to you.
Third, Matthew 21:22, King James. And all these things, whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, And all things, whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. The Living Bible translation of that verse, Matthew 21:22, says you can get anything you ask for in prayer, if you believe. Key number seven, and all things whatsoever you ask in prayer. Key eight, believing you shall receive.
Fourth, Mark 9:23. Wow. Mark 9, verse 23 in the Classic Amplified says, And Jesus said, You say to me, if you can do anything, why, all things can be possible to him who believes. The Message Bible translation of Mark 9:23 says it this way. Jesus said, if there are no ifs among believers, anything can happen. Hallelujah. Point nine, all things can and will be possible to him who believes.
Fifth, Mark chapter 11, verses 22 through 24. Mark 11:22-24, Classic Amplified Bible. And Jesus, replying, said to them, Have faith in God constantly. Truly I tell you, whoever says to the mountain, Be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt at all in his heart, but believes that which he says will take place, it will be done for him. Hallelujah. For this reason, I'm telling you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe, trust, and be confident that it is granted to you, and you will get it. Key number 10, have faith in God constantly. 11, do not doubt at all in your heart. 12, believes that what he says will take place. It will be done for him. 13, whatever you ask for in prayer. That was 13, 14. Believe and trust and be confident that it is granted to you and you will get it.
6, Luke 11, 9 and 10. Luke 11, verses 9 and 10 in the Classic Amplified Bible. So shall I say to you, ask and keep on asking, it shall be given you. Seek and keep on seeking, and you shall find. Knock and keep on knocking, and the door shall be opened to you. For everyone who asks and keeps on asking receives, and he who seeks and keeps on seeking finds. And to him who knocks and keeps on knocking, the door shall be opened. Key 15, ask and keep on asking, and it shall be given you. Number 16, seek and keep on seeking, and you shall find. Key 17, knock and keep on knocking, and the door shall be opened to you. 18, everyone who asks and keeps on asking receives. 19, he who seeks and keeps on seeking finds. 20, to him who knocks and keeps on knocking, the door shall be open.
7th, Luke 24:49, New Living Translation. And now I will send the Holy Spirit, just as my Father promised. But stay here in the city until the Holy Spirit comes and fills you with power from heaven.
Hallelujah.
Key 21, I will send the Holy Spirit, just as my Father promised. Key 22, stay here in the city until the Holy Spirit comes and fills you with power from heaven.
8, John 14, verses 21 through 25. John 14, 21 through 25 in the Classic Amplified. The person who has my commands and keeps them is the one who really loves me. And whoever really loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him, and will show him, reveal and manifest myself to him. I will let myself be clearly seen by him and make myself real to him. Key 23, the person who keeps them, meaning the commands, is the one who really loves God. Number 24, whoever really loves God will be loved, Jesus will be loved by my Father also. Number 25, I too will love him and show him and reveal and manifest myself to him, Jesus said. And number 26, Jesus said he will let himself be clearly seen by the person who loves him and makes him, he will make himself real to him.
9th, John chapter 15, verses 7 and 16. John 15, verses 7 and 16 in the Classic Amplified. If you live in me, abide vitally united to me, and my words remain in you and continue to live in your hearts, ask whatever you will, and it shall be done for you. You've not chosen me, but I've chosen you, and I've appointed you. I have planted you that you may go and bear fruit and keep on bearing, and that your fruit may be lasting, that it may remain and abide. So that whatever you ask the Father in my name, as presenting all that I am, he may give it to you. Key 27, if you live in me, abide vitally united to me. Key 28, my words remain in you and continue to live in your hearts. Key 29, ask whatever you will and it shall be done for you. Key 30, you have not chosen me, but I've chosen you. And I've appointed you. Key 31, I have planted you that you might go and bear fruit and keep on bearing, and that your fruit may be lasting, that it may remain and abide. And key 32, whatever you ask the Father in my name, is presenting all that I am, he may give it to you.
10th, Acts 1 verse 8 in the Classic Amplified. But you shall receive power, ability, efficiency, and might when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends, the very bounds of the earth. Key 33, but you shall receive power. You receive the ability, efficiency, and might when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And 34, you shall be my witnesses. Why does God give each of us the power, ability, efficiency, and might to perform miracles? So that we can be the witnesses to him to the very ends of the earth.
Hallelujah. Those are really strong keys. In fact, I think we need to do a review of those 34 miracle-working keys in your life. Number one, and these signs shall follow them that believe.
Number two, in the name of Jesus, you will cast out demons.
Number three, they shall speak with new tongues.
Number four, they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
Number five, if you have faith that is living.
Number six, nothing will be impossible to you.
Number seven, and all things whatsoever you ask in prayer.
Number eight, believing ye shall receive.
Number nine, all things are possible to him who believes.
Number 10, having faith in God constantly.
Number 11, do not doubt at all in your heart.
Number 12, believes that what he says will take place, it will be done for him.
Number 13, whatever you ask in prayer, hallelujah, whatever you ask in prayer.
Number 14, believe, trust, and be confident that it is granted to you and you will receive it.
Number 15, ask and keep on asking and it shall be given to you.
16, seek and keep on seeking and you shall find.
17, knock, keep on knocking and the door shall be opened to you.
18, everyone who asks and keeps on asking receives.
Hallelujah. 19, he who seeks and keeps on seeking finds.
Number 20, to him who knocks and keeps on knocking, the door shall be opened.
21, I will send the Holy Spirit just as my Father promised.
Number 22, if you stay here in the city until the Holy Spirit comes and fills you with power from heaven.
23, the person who keeps them, my commands, is the one who really loves me.
Number 24, whoever really loves me will be loved by my Father.
25, I too will love him and will show, reveal, and manifest myself to him.
Number 26, I will let myself be clearly seen by him and make myself real to him.
Number 27, if you live in me, abide vitally united to me.
Number 28, my words will remain in you and continue to live in your hearts.
29, whatever you will and it shall be done to you.
Number 30, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and I have appointed you.
Hallelujah. 31, I have planted you that you might go and bear fruit and keep on bearing and that your fruit may be lasting. That it may remain, abide.
Number 32, whoever you ask, whatever you ask the Father in my name as presenting all that I am, he may give it to you.
Hallelujah. 33, but you shall receive power, ability, efficiency, and might when the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
And number 34, you shall be my witnesses.
Wow. Just that brief reminder, those are 34 amazing keys.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you join us tonight at 6 p.m.
Yes.
Eastern for Sunday Night Live. And until tomorrow, tonight at 6 p.m., tomorrow morning and every morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.